We hear it from our neighbors, at the grocery store and chit-chat over the phone. Man, it's been dry out there. In fact, Greater Victoria is so parched it has just set a record for the driest period in its recorded weather history, said Stephen Murray, a local weather analyst who chronicles weather patterns at Gonzales Observatory in Victoria. The federal Gonzales station opened in 1914, but data for the area goes back to 1898, when weather patterns were collected at a former station on Cook Street. It is considered one of the longest-running set of measurements on the Pacific coast of North America. On top of the hill in Fairfield, Environment Canada rain gauges have only been able to capture slight spittings of precipitation, just 0.6 millimeters, from July 19 to Sunday. Just 0.2 millimeters was recorded on August 10 and then again on September 4 and 28. That minuscule amount easily surpassed the previous 90-day dry stretch record at Gonzales of 2.8 millimeters for May 25 to August 22, 1951, said Murray. It was even drier at Environment Canada's University of Victoria weather station, with just 0.4 millimeters recorded from July 19 to October 16 this year. The station at Victoria International Airport had a little more rain, but only 2 millimeters in total over the same period. Murray said he's contacted Dave Phillips, a senior climatologist at Environment Canada, who said that, based on a preliminary look at the data for major cities, it's likely that no other large city in Canada has ever witnessed a drier period than what Victoria has seen in the past 90 days. The driest 90-day periods ever recorded for some other major Canadian cities include 6.1 millimeters for Vancouver, 37.9 millimeters for Toronto, and 2.9 millimeters for Calgary, all of which pale in comparison, said Murray. So we have basically lived through the driest 90-day period ever experienced in urban Canada, said Murray. Environment Canada is calling for scattered showers on Friday and heavier rain near the end of the month. I think on Friday a lot of people are going to just stand in the rain to experience it again, said Murray. Meanwhile, the Sunshine Coast Regional District, the District of Sea Scheldt and the Sea Scheldt Nation issued a state of local emergency declaration on Monday because the region is at risk of running out of drinking water. Non-essential commercial uses of water must cease as of today, the order says. The order includes swimming pools, breweries, and concrete, asphalt and gravel businesses. A declaration says the Chapman water system is at imminent risk of being exhausted due to drought. It supplies about 90% of the population in the area, about 70 kilometers north of Vancouver. The existing water supply for the region is forecast to last until early November if there's no significant rainfall. In Greater Victoria, the Souk Reservoir, which supplies the region's drinking water, is at about 70.5% of capacity. D. Closter at TimesColonist.com. With the Canadian Press. > To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor. Letters at TimesColonist.com.